Last night, the CBS News magazine 60 Minutes detailed alleged discriminatory hiring practices at Abercrombie & Fitch, the clothing retailer. In the report, two ex-managers claimed that they routinely reduced the hours of, quote, less attractive salespeople. This, 1 week after the company pulled its racy Christmas catalog from store shelves after family rights groups complained that the images were pornographic. In today's Unger Report, Brian Unger asks, what are all these more attractive people trying to sell us, Brian?
Well, Alex, the catalog and controversy have become a yearly ritual like Christmas itself. And I must tell you, I've seen the 280 pages of the Christmas Field Guide with its photos of nude, partially clothed models alone in couples, threesomes, and groups. And I haven't put the thing down, Alex.
Well,
it is hot. Like the people who work in the stores, a good-looking bunch. I tell you, sure wish my abs looked like that.
But what about the message? What are they trying to send with this catalog?
Well, the message being sent here is that only young, smoking hot people can be models, and that average-looking people will never know the joy of being posed naked in some 70s paneled basement in an orgy-like setting wearing a sock, found only at Abercrombie and Fitch.
That is tough stuff.
It is. Thank goodness the local TV news, Alex, alerted us to this danger. Their message, coming up, look at these gloriously hot naked people. You won't believe how hot and naked, the hot naked controversy every parent should see. Next.
I guess I didn't see that promo.
Yeah, I'm paraphrasing. But thankfully, journalists warned us in the safety of our own homes. Otherwise, we'd be compelled to trudge through the snow and buy the catalog for $7 at the store.
You know, I don't want to be cynical, Brian, especially during the holidays, but isn't this just a marketing ploy to drum up sales for the Christmas shopping season?
Yes, that is very cynical of you, Alex. We're witnessing a revolution in advertising. I've been to the Abercrombie store, and at the door was a ripped Brad Pitt doppelganger, shirtless, wearing low-rise jeans and a Santa's cap. So now, not only can you see the models and clothes on the page, you can actually meet in person your catalog heroes.
So in a way, catalogs have come to life, and the people who work at a store, they epitomize the brand that they're selling. They look the part, and they dress the part.
Indeed, at Abercrombie, the theme is white, hot Christmas. Down the street at the Hustler store on Sunset Boulevard, it's white trash Christmas, some would say. At Williams-Sonoma, it's white collar Christmas. See, wherever you go, good-looking people are selling everything from underwear to spatulas to public policy. It's all a seduction of sorts. Better the pitch come from someone we'd like to sleep with. At least that's what marketers and image makers think.
So you're saying the trend is far bigger than any of the anti-Abercrombie people even imagined.
Well, not everyone has taken to selling themselves through looks or nakedness. I mean, have you been to Ace Hardware, Alex?
Well, sure, yeah.
Well, I don't know about you, but I don't want to sleep with any of those people. But I would like to hang curtains with some of them. But whether it's politicians or a model at Abercrombie & Fitch, everyone is trying to dress or undress the part. And whether you vote for them or buy their flip-flops, take heart. Eventually, they all have to deal with not-so-hot people when it comes to getting a job or waiting at the DMV or winning the Nobel Prize.
So they ought to really develop a skill.
Yeah, and I think it was Nostradamus who said, when the great war between the averages and the hotties goes down, there's gonna be a lopsided battlefield. Vacantly handsome politicians, matinee idols, and naked Abercrombie and Fitch models will flee to the mountains and be forced to eat dirt, and they won't be able to sell us anything.
Nostradamus said that?
Yeah, I think so. I found it on the internet, something like that.
Day-to-day special correspondent Brian Unger. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome, Alex.